the final requirements for a secure cloud, securing the cloud by October 1st. Vendors and agencies will know what it takes to get a cloud-based system certified and accredited for use by all of government. Pretty big deal. The General Services Administration is reviewing comments from public and private sector experts for its FedRAMP program. And Federal News Radio's Jason Miller will bring us a has a status report on the cloud computing program. So, Jason, hi. Let's start off with some basics, because I think not everyone will pays attention to this quite as closely as we do. FedRAMP. What is it? How will it work?
Sure. Now, FedRAMP is that program that was developed by the Office of Management and Budget under the General Services Administration, really to let vendors and agencies certify and accredit their systems. So we're talking about cybersecurity here at a low and moderate level. And then other agencies can actually implement it quickly without having to go through that 6-month CNA process that many people call arduous and a paperwork exercise, and really a big pain in the you-know-what.
Yeah.
All systems under FedRAMP will run on the cloud. That's the initial place for it to go. Eventually, they could move off the cloud. You know, it could be a CNA process for non-cloud-based systems. But right now, we're talking about cloud computing. And, you know, we're talking about, like for instance, just so people understand what cloud computing is, if you have a Yahoo Mail account or a Google Mail or an MSN account, or if sometimes if you use, you know, Amazon, it runs on the cloud.
Right.
It's all...
Anything where it's not attached, you don't download the program. Twitter's a cloud app. Anything where it runs out there somewhere else, someone else holds the data.
There you go. So this is a big thing for the government. They see a lot of savings there. And in fact, one of the things they're trying to do is make even more savings, because the certification and accreditation process, which every system must go through under the Federal Information Security Management Act, will, you know, has to go through in a way so it can be used on agencies. Now, through FedRAMP, the CNA process will also include monitoring, assessments, reporting, remediation by of security risks by the FedRAMP group, if you will. The benefits also include standard application of security requirements that are agreed to by all agencies, fewer risks because the systems are approved based on those standards, and actually some cost savings for both agencies and vendors, because once it gets certified and accredited, agencies can actually use it fairly quickly. Now, Katie Lewin is GSA's Cloud Computing Program Manager, and she explains why FedRAMP is only at the low and moderate levels and not at the high level for now.
I think we wanted to start with something that's more practicable. And I believe our research showed that at least 40% of systems are low impact. So if we went to high, we figured we could get, you know, an appreciable portion of systems that would want to use this feature. And we thought that the number of controls would probably exponentially increase. It'd be hard to start there. So that doesn't mean that high is not on the, you know, never going to be addressed, but let's start with something that's a little more easy to implement. I mean, this is hard enough.
Now, before the FedRAMP process, the certification accreditation processes were applied inconsistently across the government. I mean, they are basically going on now. There's no trust. So one agency would approve an application to be used on its network, but another agency would make that vendor or that application go through that same entire CNA process again.
Vendors,
which would
going crazy because
right,
everyone was drive doing up, their own thing.
Drive up costs.
Yeah.
It takes lots of time. I mean, and it's not an easy process to go through.
Yeah.
Now, to be clear, just because FedRAMP approves an application or a product, the agency chief information officer still must sign an authority to operate on their network. So they actually must verify and validate the FedRAMP CNA. But at the same time, all those other steps have already been taken, so that's where this cost savings, the time savings will come in.
And again, the idea behind this, everyone talks, how long do you get into a cloud computing discussion that cybersecurity comes up? This is a attempt by the CIO Council, OMB, and GSA to essentially come up with a common government-wide way of dealing with that issue.
And I think that the cloud issue, the security issue around cloud computing is the biggest albatross, really, the
yeah,
biggest roadblock that,
right,
that agencies are facing. Okay, I want to do it, but, and that's you'll hear a lot of that.
So timetable, give us a timetable here. When should agencies and vendors expect to be able to use FedRAMP?
So Lewin says GSA is collecting comments on version 1 of the FedRAMP requirements right now. These are from agency chief information security officers as well as industry experts. She expects the security controls to be posted on info.apps.gov, and we'll link to that site on federalnewsradio.com, by the end of August, early September timeframe. Now, I also spoke with Kurt Garbars, who's the chairman of the Cloud Computing Security Working Group of the CIO Council, and he's also a senior security officer at GSA.
version one of the controls follows the NIST 805-53R3 security requirements, so both at the low impact level and the moderate impact level. And then in addition, we have added around 40 to 50 enhancements for a moderate system and around 13 enhancements for a low impact system. And this includes things like penetration testing, some continuous monitoring using automated controls, enhancements related to vulnerability scanning reporting, so things like that.
Now, Garbarzer says in the end, there'll be about 100 to 125 controls for low security systems and 200 to 250 for moderate systems. So it sounds like a lot of controls, but they're going to try to automate a lot of that. They're using what they call the SCAP, the Secure Content Automation Protocol, which is something they use for the federal desktop core configuration to automate the controls. So you can say, okay, is this running? Does it work? Does it meet the standards? Now, Garber says if a product is certified as low, but the agency wants to use it as in the moderate level, the only thing that they'll have to do is certify and credit the difference between those two controls. They won't have to go through that whole certification.
You don't have to start over from square one.
Yes. Yeah, so they're trying to put some logic into this, make things a little bit more easy. Now, FedRAMP is not up and running yet, but it will be. They expect it by October 1st. But the first products and services made really not earn their initial certification and accreditation till January, March 2011 timeframe. So really early next year is when agencies can start using systems that have been approved through FedRAMP and they're cloud-based.
So as you said, this isn't up and running yet. There are, I'm guessing, a number of lingering questions out there, like...
There's tons. I think the biggest one is the authorization model. We know that GSA, the Defense Department, and Homeland Security Department all must sign off on all the systems before they become part of FedRAMP. Additionally, each system needs to have a sponsor and agency that, too, will sign off as well. So you need four signatures, GSA, DOD, DHS, and that sponsoring agency.
Wow.
But what if one of those four agencies decides that they think the system no longer qualifies? Garbarz explains what could happen.
The way the current system is working is all signatories have to be valid signatories, so DOD, DHS, GSA, and the sponsoring agency, they have to sign off in order to give the authorization. So on the flip side of that, they would all need to remain authorized. So if there was a breach that for some reason could not be fixed or a residual risk was not acceptable to one of those signatories and they pulled out, then my idea, at least at this point, would be that system would be removed from the FedRAMP inventory. But if, say, things could be fixed or that an agency only then could still sponsor that agency so other people could use it. But again, if it was so radical that something happened where an agency pulled their signature, that, you know, there'd be a significant look at that system and all agencies. I'm sure we'd have a government-wide panel at that point.
Now, remember, this is just under consideration. They're still working throughout some of these issues, so that could change. Mm-hmm. But right now, all four signatures have to be approved to get on the FedRAMP. Now, another big issue is the priority queue. Now, say agencies and vendors put 50 systems or products into the queue in the first few weeks that FedRAMP opens. How does GSA figure out which ones to certify and accredit first? My product, your product, what's more important?
Where do you start, right?
Exactly. I think that's a big issue. Garber says that this may just be a problem during the first month, but GSA still will have to figure out how to address it. One idea is that systems or products that have more than one agency sponsor could come first, and the more sponsors a product has, the higher priority it could get. Hmm. So I think that is something that they are thinking through, again, still working through it. And finally, there's still a lot of questions around FedRAMP's relationship with the Trusted Internet Connections Initiative, TIC, as it's known. GSA and DHS obviously are working together on FedRAMP. They're also working together to figure out where the cloud sits, whether it's inside or outside the secured internet gateway. And I think that's a big issue because if a cloud is outside, then all that data's got to go through the TIC. If it's inside, then it's maybe a little bit easier. So it's public cloud versus private cloud. There's a lot of questions out there, and I think that's all what's going to be worked on over the next 6 months.
And we reported that Google got their certification, FISMA certification, for their cloud framework, even creating their own, I think, government-wide cloud. Microsoft working to get its FISMA certification. What's the difference between that and this FedRAMP, and does this mean they're starting over from square one?
Actually, you're right. Google did receive the certification and accreditation. I asked Garbarz that same question. How does that process that Google went through compares with FedRAMP?
That was an initiative started by GSA back last summer before FedRAMP started. It is using a lot of the FedRAMP processes, but that was a GSA-only CNA that can still be leveraged, though, by multiple agencies. It was the way it was reviewed and authorized and designed was to be leveraged by other agencies, but not part of FedRAMP. They would still have to go through FedRAMP to become FedRAMP certified and accredited.
Was that kind of like a test to see, okay, we don't have the FedRAMP processes 100% down, but here's the concept and let's see how this would work? And Google was obviously a willing participant?
It was actually a little bit even before that, even before FedRAMP had become an idea, but it was to test government-wide certification accreditation processes.
Is there another one coming down the pike that you could give us a heads up on, or is there still stuff in the process?
Can't speak to who it is right now, but there are some in the process.
Now, GSA plans on using FedRAMP for all the vendors that are awarded.
Why can't
that
they say who?
Why? Because, you know, it's the government.
I mean, you know what?
You're right. It's not state secrets. We're not talking about classified information. But I guess there's an embarrassment factor. Let's say company XYZ doesn't get certified and credited, yet you put it out there. You know, it's a little bit of embarrassment.
I don't understand. Oh well, that's it's called openness.
Not everybody likes the full kimono to be open, Chris. But you know, the one thing that GSA is doing is they're trying to promote this use of FedRAMP, and they're trying to get applications and products and services on, if you will, the inventory as soon as possible. So one of the ways they're doing that is all the vendors that are awarded the infrastructure as a service contract, which is the big RFQ that went out about, I guess, earlier this summer, that a lot of vendors are waiting to hear about it, will go through the FedRAMP process as soon as they're awarded. Ed O'Hare of GSA's Federal Acquisition Service told me last week that the awards actually are coming fairly soon. Again, end of August, shortly into September. So we should be seeing something from there as well. In fact, O'Hare says the next RFP will be for email as a service, and those vendors also will go through FedRAMP as well. So they're going to try to pre-populate it with some of their, through the awards of the cloud computing awards. Now, obviously, there's a lot happening around cloud. All the CIOs that I talk with are interested in how they can put it to use. And I think there is some more waiting to see, okay, how does FedRAMP play into this? And the security issues, which we talked about earlier, also need to be addressed. In fact, the CIO Council is trying to help. Just Friday, the CIO Council issued a cloud computing privacy guidance to highlight the considerations for moving data to both public and private clouds. We have a link to that in a story on federalnewsradio.com if people want to go check that out.